Joining us now is John Decker, Fox News Radio, and we have this first appeal hearing on DACA that President Trump is going to be facing, and also the president has been meeting with Senate Republicans on Capitol Hill. John, thanks for joining us. Tell us the developments that have come out of that.
Yeah, sure. Well, the president met yesterday with Senate Republicans on Capitol Hill. I went with the president from the White House up to that meeting. It was a long day, by the way, for me. I started out with that clip that you displayed of the president speaking to police officers from around the country at the Peace Officers Memorial, which takes place annually. And then we went over to the Senate side of the Capitol for the president's luncheon with Republican senators. And there he discussed a number of things. He discussed the economy with those senators, the latest on North Korea. This is even before, by the way, you know, North Korea suggested that it may not even attend the summit.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, he urged every Republican senator, you have to support my nominee, Gina Haspel, for CIA director. And I think he got through to them. I think that every Republican will come through. Who knows, maybe even Rand Paul, who said that he will oppose her nomination and support Gina Haspel. It looks like she's going to get confirmed, given that a number of Democrats have also come on board and said they'll support her nomination. But that's what took place yesterday here in Washington with the president.
Do we know when that confirmation is going to take place?
You know, it could happen as early as this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has indicated that he wants it to happen sooner rather than later, have her confirmed as the CIA director. Right now she's acting CIA director, of course, because Mike Pompeo, the former CIA director, is now over at the Secretary of State over at the State Department. So that could come very soon. It could come as early as this week.
So the Senate has, some Senate Republicans have expressed some frustration in the comments that were made regarding John McCain, John McCain's lack of support for Gina Haspel, and the White House's not publicly addressing those comments. Was there any discussion about that?
At the
meeting yesterday?
Luncheon,
mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know whether that came up. My guess is it didn't, you know, and it's remarkable to me that this story has lasted as long as it's lasted. I think the story was first published regarding that White House aide's comments regarding Senator John McCain last Thursday, right? Here
mm-hmm.
we are. We're talking about it, and it's Wednesday, almost a full week. And certainly for the White House, you know that if on Thursday they came out with a statement that just said, you know, apologies for the inappropriate comments, story goes away, right?
Yeah.
It goes away completely after less than one news cycle. But because of the lack of an apology, because of the president's lack of an apology on behalf of his staffer, Sarah Sanders' lack of an apology on behalf of a communications staffer, the story's lingered. And that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate in many regards. And the staffer herself has said that she's reached out to the McCain family. I don't know if that has actually happened, but that is what she has indicated.
Did the president talk at all with the senators about the midterms coming up? And, you know, he has a very slim majority there, and he's requested that the rules be changed to get some of his appointments through. Is the midterm issue a big one for this president, and is he communicating
well, it's
that?
Huge. Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I don't think that there is a week that goes by that the president doesn't talk about the midterms one way or another, you know, whether it's on Twitter, whether he's going out of D.C. and doing a campaign a style rally, talking about the importance of increasing the numbers for Republicans in the House and the Senate. So, yeah, this is a big focus for the president. Look, it's not that far away. Before you know it, we'll be, you know, in the fall. And, of course, you have every member of the House of Representatives up for reelection, and there's a small majority that Republicans have in the House, and of course it's just 51-49 in the Senate, so this is a big election year for President Trump and for Republicans as well.
Certainly is. The news will continue to unfold minute by minute, and John Decker of Fox News Radio, thank you for providing your access to our listeners. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, John.